When the state Supreme Court issued a ruling reinstating the bargaining law yesterday, the opinion instructed Secretary of State Doug La Follette to publish the plan. La Follette said the order was without precedent. He says he talked to his attorney about the best way to proceed.
So I decided the best way to do it, to make sure this happens in a clear way and that we'll be able to print the new law in the paper, was to pick today as the starting point, because that's the day the Supreme Court sent me their decision, and publish it 10 days from today, which is our normal procedure.
La Follette says that means publishing the law on the 28th, which would mean it takes effect on the 29th. The Department of Justice says that's not the case. Executive Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means says La Follette's 10 days ran out a long time ago when the case was still pending before a circuit court. Means says nothing La Follette does or does not do will change the law's effective date. When Governor Scott Walker was asked about what he thought, the governor said it didn't matter.
One way or the other, it'll be done even within the 10 days if he started today, counting before the next budget starts July 1st. And obviously that's the most important element for us. If it hadn't been done through the courts, it would have probably been done through the legislative process. Either way, when we start the next fiscal year, July 1, we need to have an effect, and it will be.
But already another lawsuit has been filed seeking to block the bargaining law, at least parts of it. This one, filed by unions in federal court, charges the law violates the U.S. Constitution because it discriminates against different classes of public employees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.